Good afternoon. Don't have a lot to add from what I said last night. Last night was frustration and disappointment combined, and and I'm still disappointed today. The pain of regret, the remorse of opportunity missed, all of those things mixed into one. We are 6-3, okay? We lost a football game we thought we could have won, but we've got to regroup and go forward, do a better job of preparation this week, get our focus back, get our game back going, particularly on the special teams and offensive side of the ball. I think what I would say was first and goal from the 4 with a 17-10 lead. It could have been 24-10. That might not have been enough, but it might have changed the way the game was played as well. I think even though our defense gave up a lot of yardage in the running game, I think there were two series that we played very, very well. The ball first and 10 at our 35-yard line after the opening kickoff of the second half, and the first and 10 from the 12-yard line after the punt return, and for them to come away with no points should have been enough for us to win. We didn't, and we feel very badly about that, but it's time to move on. No, I think we can work it out. I definitely do. I think it's got to happen relatively fast, to be honest with you. But I think it can be solved. I think a lot of it is the individual. I mean, when you look at some things, like the crossing pattern that was tipped, there's nobody on him. You know, I mean, he's got a chance to turn and go. But the ball doesn't get there. The ball gets tipped. That hurt us. The 3rd-and-1 that was the fade stop that, you know, there was a miscommunication between looking for the ball and winning deep by the young rookie. That can be worked out. So I think there's a lot of this that can be solved.
Tom, do you think it's you get in the bye very, very late in the schedule? I mean, you've got to play 10 games before you get the bye. Could it possibly be just that this team needs a break?
No, I don't think so. I think 7-3 will be a nice break. That's a good question. I don't think much has changed. I just think for some reason we're not clicking like we were. I mean, 2 weeks ago, you were the number one big play team in the league. And after 2 weeks of admittedly very poor offensive play, we're sitting here with not a lot to show for it. So I think that that hopefully we can, you know, get back on the same page and deliver and be able to communicate as we have in the past, and hopefully it'll be this week.
Some players suggested defenses are dropping more guys into coverage and clogging things up. I mean, has that been a factor?
Well, you're going to see some of that. I mean, we saw some in the first half of that yesterday. But it doesn't matter how many they drop. You still got to make plays, and if it's a matter of checking the ball down and making 5 yards or whatever, you just got to stay on schedule. If people are dropping more people off and it's early downs, then it gives you an opportunity to run a little bit better.
Tom, is Kane Mix capable and healthy enough right now to be that big receiver for a bigger role than he's?
Well, I certainly hope so. That's what we depend on, and we haven't seen that that hasn't happened in the last couple of weeks. So that's another area that we've got to get going. Ability, who he is, how he works, resilient, you know, the type of person he is, the character that he has, the pride, the work ethic, all of those things. He'll come bouncing back. He'll be back.
Finishing has been a big mantra around here. Did that make yesterday's game more disappointing just in the fact that...
Yeah, 14-0 in the fourth quarter. Yeah, That's where we were plus 42 in the fourth quarter versus our opposition going into this game. And yet we failed to take advantage of the opportunities that we had, and we lost the fourth quarter. You're going to play like you practice, so obviously there's some things that aren't getting done that need to get done. You know, you sit there and watch and listen to the corrections every day. You know, sometimes they're the same corrections. Come on, man, let's go. Well, based on the week before, we felt like he could contribute more, yeah. And we still do. And he's got to make the plays when he's put in position to do so.
You talked about several weeks ago, Ruben Randall, there was some discussion about his preparedness, his effort, his attitude, things like that. Did he talk about yesterday?
Well, I think he did. I think technically he was wrong on a couple of occasions, but I didn't see any reason to think that he didn't compete.
Because of his team's past history, a loss in November happens, and then everybody's quick to say, oh, here it is, it's a typical swoon and the problems you have in last season. Can you see that happening?
I didn't see any problems at the end of last season.
No.
Yeah, you can talk about that all you want. You can talk about it all you want. Oh, the second half of the season. I don't know what the numbers are, and I'm not defending anything. I'm just telling you that if the facts are the facts. Yeah, it's gone on. You know, it's been going on for quite some time now, we passed up a couple of opportunities. We one for two yesterday, but the second one was a huge one, and we missed that opportunity, and you can't miss those opportunities. You got to make the plays when they're there. I just answered that, didn't I, a couple seconds ago? They hopefully will get back on the same page. You know, there was one right at the end of the game yesterday that looked like they were not on the same page. So that's all got to get ironed out. There's no way you can have a lack of communication and be effective in the passing game. It's got to be decisive. The timing's got to be perfect, and it wasn't. Well, that word's covering a lot of sins now when you say communication. You're also talking about execution and efficiency and beating the guy who's defending you. You know, there's a lot of, you know, we're using that word to cover a multitude of sins here, and it doesn't describe adequately every bit of the problem. And I probably can't explain every bit of the problems either. I may not be verbally, I may not be able to do that verbally. It was soft. It was soft. No question. It was soft early. We came back and played a little bit better, and then they, you know, had their breakout there at the end of the game. But that was also a third down and nine that was converted. So we got mushed a little bit up front. Their big bodies knocked us back, and as I said, we time to time we got a little bit better. We didn't tackle well. We missed 12 tackles in the game. So. I don't know if he'd call it that. He just didn't feel like after a couple of days of practice that he could do the things he had to do to perform in the role that we wanted him to be in.
Tom, this team's been very good at turning the page quickly after a loss this year and in the past. Is that you? Is that your staff? Is that your veterans?
Combination of everything. I mean, that's what we preach. There's nothing we can do about yesterday. You know, all we can deal with and handle is this moment right now, and we have to be able to perform to the best of our ability, you know, at that present time, because that's the only thing we can control.
I know Chris Candy suffered a groin injury. Andre Brown had the shoulder injury.
Not really. Nothing that I can report on. They're going to be treated, and hopefully they'll strengthen, and by Wednesday we'll have some kind of a feel where their practice week will be. That's another maybe, you know. We'll see. They're ongoing. They're continuing their treatment.
Tom, do you think Chase is underrated?
Oh, I would imagine, sure. Not by me, but... Oh, you definitely.
How did Mark Russell play?
Played okay. He could be better. No, probably not. And in a circumstance like that, I don't think so. I may have acted it out a little bit more than. It was an emotional time.
Would you guys activate Will Hill this week?
We'll see.
Tom, what was the special teams return to our breakdowns?
Yeah, people out of position, people blocked, you know, not making the tackle. Not positioning ourselves to trap the return man, whether it be punt return or kickoff return. A lot of poor play with regard to that.
How did David Deal look?
He did okay. He had the one false start that hurt. I don't know. The first half run game was pretty good. I didn't think the protection wasn't, you know, I think if the protection was okay. I didn't see anything really dramatically wrong with that. There was some pressure here or there, but by and large, it wasn't a huge factor. I don't know what that is. I mean, this is not baseball. You know, I think that we didn't play well for a couple of weeks on offense. We got to do better. You know, we got to get back to, you know, drop back, throw it. Let's get the game going. They don't? It's a shock. Shock to me. On occasion, yeah. Well, there's a few of them, you know. There's a few things that have to be fixed. I don't know if you're, you know, when I list them on Wednesday, there'll be a bunch of them, but certainly you have to. You got to stop the run. In our game, you got to stop the run. You got to run the ball, and you've got to be able to cover. You know, we've got great return men that we face every week, and it's a priority. You know, we 2 weeks ago we did pretty well against outstanding returners. Not so well, you know. Sanders, after Brown left the game, he came in and he looked like Brown has been looking. To be honest with you, he did a nice job. Don't take anything away from them. But we didn't tackle, we didn't cover. You know, you got a bunch of guys hanging around the 25-yard line rather than penetrating, making the play on the ball. You know, figuring someone else is going to make the tackle. No, you have to make the tackle, that type of thing.